Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, this is one way to make an entrance. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Monday morning. Lovely having you on board. How do we find you today? I mean, there's been a weekend. It's been hot for a lot of people, hasn't it? You know me, I get hot and very, very bothered.
You do, yeah. It's put you in a bad mood, hasn't it?
It's put me in a terrible mood. I'm lacking sleep.
Yeah.
Instead of sleeping last night, so this is really going to affect the show, what I did was listen to about 5 hours of an audiobook called Shuggy Bane, which is a really gritty drama set in the early 80s in Glasgow.
I read that on my last holiday, and Stefan was like, why are you reading this on holiday?
Yeah.
It's good.
Nice to have the contrast, isn't it?
But very bleak.
Yeah, you kind of look up from it and you're like, oh, I'm on a beach.
Does that cool you down? Listening
does it? No. I mean, it's brilliantly written and I couldn't recommend it enough. And the person, whoever they are, who's narrating it, is doing a fantastic job on Audible. But that's what I do now, instead of sleeping, you know, with these hours that we keep. But I've got to be on it a little bit, haven't I? I think this is my contract. Be on it. And there's some clicking fingers emojis next to it, and I just sign below.
Yeah.
I'm listening to gritty dramas set in Glasgow in the early 80s.
Nice.
Matt, what about you?
I'm in a great mood. I just heard Stevie Cooper in The Sport there with Emma after Forest's first win in the Premier League this millennium. Quite an amazing moment. And I was watching in a slight delay, so I was about 2 minutes behind. And I thought I'd turn my phone onto airplane mode. So I didn't know. And the only time I knew we'd scored was when I had a text message from Dave, from you, Dave, that just said Boomtown Rats in capital letters. I'm pretty sure he's not talking about Bob Geldof's band. So I think we may have scored. And then sure enough, 2 minutes later, we scored.
Well, getting them back together is a new story arc idea. I'm so pleased. Because obviously we took our little pilgrimage up to the City Ground,
didn't we, a few years back.
Back
in 2019, was it? Yeah.
And we saw Forest versus Charlton. And, you know, I got to meet Gary Birtles.
Yes.
I was so thrilled. When they showed him on the TV coverage on Sky Sports, I was like nudging Sarah Jane going, I know him. It's Gary Birtles.
He listens to us on Absolute Radio 80s every morning.
Good morning, Gary! Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, we rode our luck a bit, but I think, you know, just to get that win is just amazing. So I was well pleased.
So pleased for you and all the Forest fans. Of course, you know, unlucky West Ham fans, but I'm sure you're going to have a great season.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it just yet. So good mood or bad mood? Hot weather keeping you up? Or your football team did well at the weekend? Whatever it may be, share at 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Get decking everyone will want to peek at. Shop Wix 2.4-metre premium deck board. Was £14, now £10.
Be house proud with Wix.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Do we find you in a good mood or a bad mood? And why? Tish says, morning, Dave and the team. I'm in a good mood after a great weekend at Edinburgh Fringe. Glenn's show is brilliant.
Oh, nice.
Well, all the reviews are 5-star.
Some amazing reviews, isn't it?
Some very unflattering photographs of Glenn have come from that, though. The crowd taking pictures of him. I think he's put a lot of physical effort into some of the comedy, and he just keeps going, like, I don't look like that in real life, by the way. But Tish is saying, now I know what he looks like in real life, too. Good mood, Hearts win, Hibs lose, happy days from Dave in Pontefract.
Very Edinburgh-focused this morning, aren't we?
Happy Monday, Dave. I'm in a good mood as I'm taking the grandson's camp into Cornwall. However, I'm also preparing for a bad mood as my app says that the weather is about to take a nosedive. Yes, be very careful out there, Kerry from Brentwood. Keep them coming, 8, 12, 15, good mood or bad mood?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
7:11 on your Monday morning. Matt Dyson, what's going on out there?
A bit of a music special to start the week
for
you today. I never thought that Alan Shearer singing on Match of the Day would become a regular discussion point on the social ammo desk, but he has done it again. 2-2 now for the former England striker on Match of the Day. Things are getting a bit out of hand with his dad jokes. This is him on Saturday night talking about Everton's Amadou Onana. Here it is.
And then the Everton substitute comes on and gives the ball away.
What's his name?
Onana.
Oh, no.
It's painful.
Yeah, it is. But Micah set it up really well, to be fair.
It did, really. It seems to be very scripted as well after Valerie the other week. He was channeling Rihanna this time. Let's move swiftly on to the next story, which is a great music shop that someone called Michael Warburton has spotted. At the entrance to the music shop, there's like an upside-down guitar just above the door. So you know how normally you open the door and the bell rings? Instead of a bell ringing, there's a prong that strums the guitar.
So the guitar's stuck to the ceiling, like you're being pranked at uni.
Yes. Like I sell a tape
to all your belongings to the ceiling. Yeah, okay.
So maybe that's how it started, I'm not 100% sure. But every time you walk in, it plays a specific chord on the guitar, and that leads into some music. Listen to what it sounds like to enter this music. It's really nice, and then it strums backwards.
But is it connected to the guitar, or is someone have to manually, like, eagle-eyed, watching the door, ready to play the Beatles?
Here they come. It's another one. And what's going to do?
Hit it, Janine.
It must be connected. It's got the timing is perfect.
What a work experience, once again. Yeah.
The timing will be slightly off, wouldn't it? And then a little insight into what it's like for an artist telling older family members about their success in the world of music. This is from TikTok. Griff supported Coldplay.
Oh, I love this. I saw this.
Coldplay played those massive gigs at Wembley over the weekend. We gave away tickets on Absolute Radio. And Griff was one of the support acts, and she told her mum. And her mum was quite underwhelmed and not really sure who Coldplay are.
Do
Here
you
she
know
is.
A Coldplay song? No. Para, para. Oh? You know, lights will come.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And you know, look at the stars. The girl is shining for you.
Oh, no, that is Barrow,
you know,
the take
Barrow.
That.
No, it's not. It's Coldplay. But you know who Chris Martin is.
Is he the one that married Gwyneth Paltrow or something like that?
No.
When are you doing that?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm supporting Coldplay at Wembley.
Her mum's just like busying herself around the kitchen, like so nonplussed.
Yeah.
I mean, they say, you know, keep their feet on the ground and all that, but come on, mum, give me a break. I'm only for Coldplay at Wembley.
Exactly. Oh, that sounds nice, dear. I've never heard of him.
What time will you be back?
I want some Griff covers of Coldplay. That was lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's blown up so much. Chris Martin probably saw that. So imagine how awkward that was. Oh, is your mum here? Is she watching today? Is she? No, I don't think so. Anyway, we'll share these videos on the socials. You can look at them for yourself. You'll be talking about it later on a Save Your Date.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
17 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And right now, it's an opportunity for you to earn a shout-out for yourself, your colleagues, your family, your loved ones. And all you need to do is tell me the year that all three of these songs were released. Now, they all come from Absolute 80s. Here we go. We've got U2. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Got Fleetwood Mac, Big Love. And we've got New Order, True Faith.
I can almost remember the Now album that they were all on. Oh, what a time.
Was that two cassettes?
Yeah, it's double cassette, yeah.
It was always side two of the second cassette that was the best.
Yeah,
it was.
It
was the kind of more indie one, wasn't it?
A bit more credible, yeah. A bit poppy on the first one.
That's where
one.
Those three would have been.
Yeah, you're
absolutely right, on the second side of the second tape. What am I doing? I'm 28, Matt. Why are you dragging me? What are you doing, baiting me in, talking about...
Yeah, what's
you
a cassette?
Yeah, why are you making me talk about cassettes for, mate? I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, that was you. That's not fair.
What's this finger in this hole gesture? What, doing spooning it back with a pencil? How dare you? I have no idea what you're talking about. Which year were all three of those songs released? I want your answers. I want your names. I want where you are. I want what you're up to. And I want it along to 8 to 12, 15. And I want it now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Time for a garden upgrade. Get compost and topsoil. Shop in store today or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:27. Well, you better believe it is. And it's time to earn those shout-outs. And all you needed to do was tell me which year all three of these songs were released. They all came from Absolute 80s. So I had a little bit of U2. Matt, your eyes are ablaze. I think you've got the correct answer today. Fleetwood Mac!
Can't believe they were released in the same year.
Yeah,
and finally, New Order. Three big songs, all from the 80s, but which year were they released? Matt Dyson!
87.
Correct!
I thought the emergency tech was going to kick in then.
Yes, 1987 is spot on.
Oh, yes.
I thought I'd build the tension a little bit. Well done, Matt, and congratulations to Adrian driving home from Bloodstock Festival in Derbyshire.
Oh,
Tony cutting greens in Blythe Golf Club. That's what I love about our listeners. One of them's coming home from Bloodstock Festival, the other one's cutting greens at Blythe Golf Club.
Yeah, they're all welcome.
All of you are welcome. Paul off for his HGV test. Jack in Birmingham, who has been at work since 4 a.m. Stay strong, Jack. Karen in Harpenden getting ready to go to work at Brayley's Cars. Dan, the plumber extraordinaire in Kent. Paul in Stockton-on-Tees starting his last week at work before his holiday. Sarah Jane in Chester en route to attack the allotment weeds again. And Steve booting up the computer for a work-from-home kind of Monday.
Nice.
Well done, everybody. Yes, the answer on Guess the Year was 1987. That will return tomorrow here on The Breakfast Show. Coming up next, well, I want to know about those surnames that you just so happen to have chosen. You got married, you thought, do you know what, I'm going to take my partner's name. But were you dreading it because your partner had a ridiculous name?
Yeah.
Or did you only do it because you have a ridiculous name right now?
Yeah.
Did you hyphenate, creating something slightly rude that we might enjoy an episode of Carry On? That's what we're after. The number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Sarah Jane was just going through life, living it the best she could, minding her own business. And she married yours truly, and bam, her surname's a fruit. Poor girl.
Yeah. It's not fair, is it, really?
I mean, Katie, your wife.
Yeah.
Endless Hoover jokes, I
exactly,
imagine.
Exactly, yeah.
You become a Dyson, it's part of, goes with the territory.
Hoover is a brand name, you actually mean vacuum cleaner. Yeah,
then you're having to say that everywhere. It's a brand name. Yes, it's just a table for two. It's a brand name. There's no way to live, right? That's what's inspired today's question. So if you chose to take your partner's name, or if you're thinking about taking your partner's name, would you become famous all of a sudden? Would you share your name with a celebrity? Would your name become funny or maybe slightly rude? The kind of rude that we can read out on a Family on Saturday Breakfast show.
Yeah.
What was your name? What will it become? How bad is it? How bad could it be? Are you doing it to escape your existing surname?
Yes.
And don't even get me started on hyphenating. My goodness. Well, that's exactly where we are going to start, because this came in at 8:12:15, and it says, Dave and the team, a uni friend of mine, her mum's maiden name was Badger, which is ridiculous in itself. I know a Badger. I know a Badger.
Yeah, yeah.
But her dad's last name is Cox, and inexplicably, they chose to hyphenate.
Oh, no.
My sister's married name is Titcomb. Dave, my name is Sue. My husband-to-be is Mr. Dooku.
No way.
I love a puzzle, but I don't think I can go through with it. And that's from Sue Pearson, brackets forevermore, close brackets. Morning, Dave. Right now, at this moment in time, I am Kirsty Johnson. Next year, when I get married, I'll become Kirsty Allsop.
Oh.
And I cannot wait.
Yes.
That's when you're trying to make the dinner reservations again,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're on the
table,
phone.
Yeah.
Dave, I'm Holly Lolly.
Oh.
Say no more from Holly. Keep them coming. You're being so brave. The number is 8:12:15 and the time is 7:38.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint your possible with the new Crown Coloured Emulsion paint range. Now available at Wix. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Grow up. You know we can't read loads of those out.
So many.
Don't make Matt Dyson, Emma Jones and I come back here at 10 p.m. tonight so we can do the late night version of this text feature. OK? I've got responsibilities at home. Joining us right now on line one is Brett. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Very good, man. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us. So, you've got a very impressive name. You've got the name of, like, a character from a detective novel. Because right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to the one and only Brett Ford.
Oh, yeah, solid.
Give me the badge, Brett Ford! what's your partner's name, Brett?
Dawn Pickup.
lovely work.
So, how long ago did you get married, Brett?
Emma's just given the reaction we get everywhere we go.
How long ago did you get married?
Oh, we've been 32 years now.
Well, congratulations to you and Dawn. And the big question, I suppose, and I've got to ask it, and you've touched on it there, that you get the reaction all the time. Did you decide to become Ford Pickup?
We decided, yes, we would keep that, because after a couple of reactions we had, as Emma just did, we thought, no, that's quite entertaining, because you see what it is.
It's quite entertaining.
People are squirming in the hotel receptions and going, do we laugh? Do we not laugh?
Mr. and Mrs. Ford Pickup, welcome. Your table is waiting for you. Yeah. Oh, Brett.
Especially in the States.
In the States. Did you lean into this with your wedding reception anyway? Did you have an actual Ford Pickup and you both got in it and all the little cans on string at the back?
No, we didn't. We missed that trick.
Is that true? You've got to do that for a big anniversary coming up. Brett, listen, it's lovely having you on the show. Thank you very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us. Keep them coming. 8-12-15 is the number. Dave, I'm getting married next year. My name is Ross. My fiance's surname is Ross. If I decide to take her name, I will be Ross.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be great.
Or Ross times two, or Ross squared. Kindest regards, Ross. Morning, Dave. A friend of mine worked at the passport office and they had a big board up with the most ridiculous married names. Can you believe they do that at the passport office? Yes. What a peek behind the curtain this is from Paul in Brighton. I remember her telling me about a Wendy Simmons who married a Nick House and she became Wendy House. That's come from Paul in Brighton. Thank you very much indeed, Paul.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning and welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, which, just as a handy reminder, is the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits, but with 9 different playlists. You can download the free Absolute Radio app. You can ask your smart speaker to give you the music that you want to hear. We've got everything from Absolute Radio 60s through 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, 10s. We've got classic rock. We've got country. Oh, yes, we have. And a nice way of flexing our musical muscle and giving you a chance to play along where you are is a game named Vox Drop. Plus, as Glenn's doing his probably soon to be award winning Edinburgh show, it means we've all got a chance of getting some points on the
great
board
news
here, team.
Yeah.
So we start with a song from Absolute Classic Rock. It is REO Speedwagon, Can't Fight This Feeling. So the song's going to start, then it's going to drop into silence. What we need to do, and you need to do out there, is say your names the moment you think the vocal begins. It's a big shave song for me, this.
Emma.
Matt.
Just under the sideburn area. Dave. Okay, we've headed off to Absolute Radio 70s for KC and the Sunshine Band and Get Down Tonight. Here we go.
Oh, Matt. I think that's when the backing vocals start, perhaps.
Emma.
I'm toweling off by now. I'm putting the brute on.
Oh.
Dave. There we go. And finally, we move on to Absolute Radio 90s. We've got Creep by Radiohead. Here we go. Stand a chance for this one. Dave.
Emma.
Matt.
Matt, you definitely piggybacked off me that whole game.
No, I didn't. Not that last one at all, no.
She's calling you out on it, Matt. What are you going to say? What have you got to say back?
I think the results will speak for themselves.
Well, it's funny you say that because, of course, as always, the results are coming next, along with the now customary, I'm sorry to say, scathing critique from the producers. It's on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Just pass me the scathing critique. Let's get it out of the way. Okay, here it is. Whew. All the audio has been loaded onto the screen. Are we ready to see how we did?
Mm-hmm.
Hope you did well where you are. We started on Vox Drop this morning with something from classic rock, REO Speedwagon, Can't Fight This Feeling, but who said their name closest to the start of the vocals? Here we go. It's a big shave song for me, this.
Emma.
Matt.
Just under the sideburn area. Dave.
Oh, wow.
British Bob on. Amazing.
Let's get to the critique as quickly as we can, shall we?
Nice.
Dave absolutely nails it here, coming in just a second after the lyrics kick in. It's a
amazing
big shave song for Dave, and he got it so spot on that you know he spent many mornings trying to get the entire shave he does into the 17-second intro. Emma sadly takes the 0 points here as piggyback Matt swoops in on her coattails to take the point. Matt may be on the scoreboard, but I know as you're reading this out, he'll be able to feel Emma's gaze of fury on the back of his head.
That's right.
Dyson, the point thief, has no regrets.
Well done, Matt. That worked out well for you.
No evidence that I was piggybacking there.
So it's 2 to me, 1 to Matt, 0 to Emma, as we moved across to Absolute Radio 70s and KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, Matt. I think that's when the backing vocals start, perhaps.
Emma.
I'm toweling off by now. I'm putting the brute on. Dave.
Again.
Take that, Glenmore. I know you can hear me all the way up in Edinburgh. Take that, Glenmore.
Wow.
Right, here we go. Another of Dave's shave songs scores him top points again here. Emma takes the single point and Matt is in firm last place. No surprises, though, that a man named The Hairy Situation is struggling with songs about shaving. The real triumph here, though, isn't getting the lyrics right. It's the fact that Dave is reenacting his shave routine. He slaps his face in time with the drums before the vocal.
Wow.
Oh, this is what Slaps Drum Dry is, which is a good name for the podcast. Okay, let's have a listen to that.
It is.
And here's the face slap accompaniment.
Putting the brute on. Wow! That is amazing!
Oh, no, I'm creeping myself out now.
That's seriously impressive.
That is. OK, finally, we went to Absolute Radio / Absolute Radio 90s. Get played on both. It's Radiohead and Creep. Here we go. I stand a chance for this one. Dave.
Emma.
Emma.
Well. My how the tables have turned.
What?
Well, this is what the scathing critique says. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Could have got himself a clean sweep here, but fell at the last hurdle, did Dave. There's a distinct irony in the fact that Dave says, I think I stand a chance of this one. Ouch. Before buzzing in a full 3 seconds early and taking 0 points. Emma comes very close and scoops a single point. But old piggyback Dyson is up to his old tricks again and scoops the victory. So the final results are in, and I got 4. You got 3, Matt, and you got 2.
Not happy
Emma
about
Jones.
It.
Oh,
I hope you did well where you are. Vox Drop will return to the breakfast show real soon. Don't forget you can access all of our playlists by downloading the free Absolute Radio app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Busy house this summer? Keep your walls protected with Dulux Easy Care washable and tough 2.5-litre coloured emulsion paint. Was £24, now £19.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's your Monday morning, and amongst other things today on The Breakfast Show, we decided to carve out a little bit of time to speak to those of you who chose to take your partner's name when you got married. Or maybe you're thinking about taking your partner's name when you do. And what did it actually do to your name? Have you now got the same name as someone famous? Has your name become funny or rude? How bad was it? Or were you escaping your actual original name and it was the only way out? All of those things applied. Joining us right now on line one is Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning, Tom.
Tom, it's great having you on the show. I absolutely love your text. So you were recently married. So a little round of applause. Congratulations to you and your wife. Now, your wife is a doctor.
Cheers.
And obviously, as we know, doctors train so hard. You know, there are many different types of doctor, but I presume she had to study real hard for a real long time, Tom. Is that right?
Yeah, about roughly 10 years.
10 years. She does great work, I imagine, Tom.
Yeah, she's a psychologist.
She's a psychologist. Nice. So you got to build up that relationship, yeah. That rapport. It's key, isn't it? And, of course, your wife's just been having a great career, helping so many people. And then the fateful day came when she chose to take your surname. Tom, please reveal to everybody listening, what's your last name?
Thea.
So your wife is now Dr. Fear!
What? So scary to get on the couch with Dr. Fear. I hope she doesn't deal with phobias.
we actually joke about that. We say she should take a specialisation.
Specialise yeah, in Fear. So Dr. Wow. Fear, so I know that her brand new series is coming to Disney Plus later on in the year. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that she got her own origin story away from the rest of the Marvel universe. It's got great news. Tom, great having you on the show. Amazing. Send our love to your partner. We'll speak to you very soon. Lovely
Brilliant.
Stuff.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get decking everyone will want to peek at. Shop Wix 2.4-metre premium deck board. Was £14, now £10.
Be house proud with Wix.
8:48 on your Monday morning. And here we go. As promised, time to reveal the two topics for today's smash. Now, of course, you get in touch at 8:12:15 with your best possible pieces of wordplay. And today we take inspiration from a wonderful story that Matt bought us in the Social Ammunition at around 7:10 this morning. Remind us of what it was, Matt.
It's a music shop, which I've since revealed is in Huntingdon. Thank you to Mr. B on Twitter, who
Mr.
tells
B.
me music... Mr. B. Mr. B. He's been in touch.
My maiden name. No, yeah, go on.
Mr. B's been in touch. He tells me it's Music Street in Huntingdon where this happens, right?
OK.
Instead of a bell as you enter the shop, there's a guitar on the ceiling and it sort of strums the guitar as you open the door. And it sounds like this.
Love this.
And it plays the Beatles every time.
Well, we thought this story was fantastic, which is why today I'm asking you to smash together musical instruments and film.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's instruments versus the movies at 8:12:15. I've got the social clarinet work.
Oh, nice.
And good. Steven Glockenspielberg.
Oh, very nice.
What have you got for us, Matt?
Sitar Wars.
Oh, excellent. Coming to Sky Arts soon.
No, that's a good show. Yeah, it could be. Trumpet Cemetery and the Thereminians.
Oh, good
nice.
Work.
Nice.
Emma Jones, what you got?
I've got the Beatles movie, Cello Submarine.
Oh,
good, good.
Das Flute. And Drum and Drummer.
Nice.
Very good work, Emma Jones. So there we go. It is musical instruments versus the movies. The number is 8:12:15. Make sure you include your name so you can get the recognition you so richly deserve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning and we like to kick off the working week by getting your grey matter a-going hard and fast with the smash. And today we wanted you to bring together musical instruments and movies. Ray in Devon's gone for the Colin Farrell thriller Xylophone Booth. We've got Bass Ventura Pet Detective Anonymous, Back to the Future from Greg White, Guitar Mageddon from Adam in Knots, Oboe Cop is fantastic, as is Dr. Didgeridoolittle from Lee in Chorley, Daddy Day Snare from Kevin Solihull, The Horn Supremacy from Rob in Cardiff, and joining us right now on line one is Jane. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, everybody.
Great having you on the show. Happy Monday to you. To win yourself an exclusive Dave Berry Breakfast Show mug, beautiful in black ceramic. Hit us with your suggestion for the smash.
I'm going with Gone with the Wind section.
Gone with the Wind section, Jane. Marvellous work. Have a lovely week and thank you ever so much for tuning into the show. Matt Dyson, what you got over there?
A few more for you. The Trombone Collector, says Dave. Breakfast at Timpani's from Aaron. And three washboards outside Ebbing, Missouri from Brian. Very nice.
Brilliant work. It's because you're so darn good at it that we're going to be doing it again real soon on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Monday morning and I think it's the perfect time here on The Breakfast Show to reflect on what was another brilliant edition of the Alex Kapranos Show. It was on last night. It's on every Sunday night. The Franz Ferdinand frontman was joined by Los Bichos. See, Alex produced their debut album and now they've swapped the recording studio for the radio studio. Nice. A bit of a chinwag and a catch-up. There's also music, of course. Alex is playing us some of his favourite songs and bands and artists that influenced Franz Ferdinand. We've got the Beatles, Prince, Ian Dury, Squeeze. He had a very rare Bowie track. Nice. He had some Black Sabbath and that led him to telling a great story about the time he met Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, we've all got one of those. Probably quite similar to mine.
Yeah, his was slightly less, what's the word? Cringy, maybe, is the word I'm looking for. Anyway, you can catch up on last night's episode in the free Absolute Radio app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning. Thank you ever so much for starting your working week with us here at the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Of course, the talky bits are down to myself and the team. But the music, well, you can choose because we've got 9 different playlists. If you went for Absolute Radio 70s, you get some Fleetwood Mac. If you're a 60s kind of cat, it's the Four Seasons. I'm begging you, won't you give your hand out, baby? Over on classic rock, Journey. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Meanwhile, at Absolute Radio Country, you're going to get some Emerson Drive. And on noughties, there's Nelly Furtado. So whatever you listen to, we've got you covered. Join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning and it has flown by today. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in and, of course, for getting in touch. It has been so much fun, but you don't need to take my word for that because we have proof. Evidence in the shape of the daily podcast, which you can get from wherever you do your pod dealings. But Matthew,
yes,
what's the first one of the working week going to be called? Is it going to be named Boomtown Rats? You've scored.
Yeah.
Slap Drum Dry. Doctor Fear. Or Everyone Is Having a Go, but not everyone should.
No, they shouldn't. Dr. Fear is a great one, but maybe it gives too much away for the punchline or one of the best callers we've had so far this
week.
So I think it should be Boomtown Rats. You've scored. The text I got from you before I'd witnessed Forrest's first goal back in the Premier League.
Isn't that how everybody celebrates a goal in the football match?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get down the pub, shall we? Have a couple of beers, but first I'm going to check my insurance claim. Boomtown Rats, you've scored is the name of the podcast. Right, up next, news on how you could get a summer payday. And today it is £10,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. sharp. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.